News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Meg on Monday morning with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know what time it is. It's time for Ballinger Publishing and Malcolm Ballinger. Hey, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Welcome back on Monday morning.
Mondays come around really quickly.
Feels like you were just here.
Yeah.
Not that I don't mind your company, but it just feels like you were just here. How are you?
Great, thank you. It's a beautiful day out there, although I felt a few spots of rain.
Really already?
Yeah.
This is the strangest weather.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I was at home, and I could hear the thunder and the flashes of lightning, and it was sunny. In my little neighborhood, we never got any rain, and all around us it rained.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
I came from the golf course lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
not a drop of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I got home, and there were huge puddles of water.
Right.
I mean, we must have had, well, a lot of rain anyway.
Yeah. You go.
And that's 2 miles away.
It's very strange. Very strange weather. So you said you had a good weekend?
Yes.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, first of all, last Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
I went to V-Paul's wine tasting.
Oh, I bet that was nice.
And sat with a really great group of people. Actually, a couple of listeners.
Really?
Pam and Patty.
Oh.
Said how much they enjoyed the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so my head swelled a little. You know.
Well, good. You are a radio star. We'll start playing that instead of Monday.
And we chatted about the show. And
oh, good. Well, shout out to Patty and Pam this
morning.
Yeah.
So that's really gratifying as I go to various things. Usually somebody says, oh, I listen to your show.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Susu, a friend of mine, I heard, was talking about it. So thank you, Susu, if you're listening this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you just never know.
And then Thursday night, I went to the event for the late John Appleyard.
Oh,
his induction into the
yes.
Hall of Fame.
I loved him.
I did too. He was such a wonderful, kind, you just felt good to be around him.
Well, he knew the history of Pensacola in a way that nobody else does.
Well, he'd kind of fill in. John never let the truth, the facts get in the way of a good story.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I mean, he never pretended otherwise. He told stories.
Well, he would come to Rotary Club on a regular basis when we were there,
yeah.
when I was there at Five Flags, and come in and tell a story. And they've been playing his little moments of history on this station for many years.
Yes. I would call him up and say, Mr. Appleyard, and he always say, call me John. I say, no, Mr. Appleyard, you're Mr. Appleyard. And so in return, he always called me Mr. Ballinger.
Oh, nice.
And I'd say we need a story on X, 1,500 words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 2 days later, he'd be knocking on my office door with the story.
Oh, my gosh.
Typewritten.
Oh, bless his heart. Yes.
And he'd done it himself on that big old typewriter in his office. And now, because in later years, somebody at the office would transcribe it onto a digital format for
mm-hmm.
him. But in the early days, it was typed.
Yeah.
And we would have to transcribe it.
There's something to be said for those good old typewriters.
And then Sunday, I went to the beach. Two good friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
Don and Marnie Needles, 40th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
And we had a great time.
Happy anniversary.
They had the most wonderful cake, which I ate too much of, and woke up Saturday's middle of the night with stomach ache.
Oh, no. Like a little kid?
Yeah, like a little kid, yeah.
Well, tell me who hurts. Well, you ate too much cake.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was... So I had a busy week.
Good. That sounds good. Well, I had a chance to see Pensacola Little Theater's production of Camelot on Saturday night. They opened Friday. It was unbelievable. It was really, really good. The singers in that show, Stephen Lott directed, and Stephen is a mainstay at the Little Theater. He's mm-hmm. done so many shows with Treehouse Productions, original shows that he's written, and he did a beautiful job with directing. It's like a newer version of Camelot. It's not the traditional show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more, it moves quicker. It's a little bit, the set's a little bit different. It's more modern, and it's a little more interactive with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But the singing, Malcolm, I mean, these voices come in. I mean, the talent in this town still blows me away. And it was just really well done. The sound was good. The theater was good. And it just, really, it was, if you get a chance to see it, I think it's running the next two weekends. So go get your tickets now. It really is worth it. And it's a production you could get bring kids to as well. So you could bring the whole family to it. But it, and if you love that music, oh my goodness, really good.
Now, your previous guests, NES Whiting Field.
Yes, they were great.
I hardly dare do this. But I'm going to disagree with them a little bit.
Uh-oh. See, they can't stick up for themselves now, yeah. Malcolm. That's not fair.
I hope they're not listening.
They probably are.
And they are absolutely right about the beautiful beaches of Pensacola. But the thing that makes Pensacola really great is the people.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So, and it manifests itself in so many ways. Like the little theater.
No question about it. The opera, the little theater, the culture we have here is bar none.
Yes.
But there's also, there's the bigger studios and productions, but there's also all the little art galleries and the mom and pop places. I mean, you have Artel Gallery, which is beautiful, but then you can go walking in downtown and find all kinds of little places, little shops that are owned privately and that feature other artists. And I love how so many businesses have little art galleries in their business.
Yes.
I've noticed in Pensacola.
Yes, many restaurants
do that.
Display local artists.
I love that. Yes. I think that's wonderful. So there's sort of a camaraderie, esprit de corps here in Pensacola that's very unique, I think.
Mm. We're on form this morning.
Well, yes, we are. Except occasionally forget to turn the mic on. But other than that small little thing.
Came up with all the big words.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a comment for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger, our expert with Ballinger Publishing and all their publications. Downtown Crowd is already out, so if you're looking for something to do, you can certainly look it up in Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. It always lists the whole month's list of events for June. But hot off the presses, Pensacola Magazine is in-house. Culture and Lifestyle Magazine. I love the cover, Malcolm. I'm looking at it now in this lead story, really, or your cover story is on tiny homes, living large in small spaces.
Yes, it's become, a big trend.
I think so.
Lots of new tiny homes. In fact, I see them making progress on the tiny homes on Garden Street next to the old Citgo station, which moved across the street.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I sort of moved into a tiny home.
Well, you used to have a beautiful home over in Tiger Point.
Yes.
Beautiful with the big pool and all that. Yeah. It was gorgeous.
Yes, and I love living there. But as time went on, we needed to downsize. And I'm in a relatively small home, and it does, there's less work.
Right.
But less to worry about, less repair. As you get older, you just want less of that.
Less clutter.
Yeah.
This is stuff you've had you move from place to place you've had forever, and it's like, why am I hanging on to this?
I used to spend the whole of Saturday afternoon mowing the lawn.
Yes.
Now it takes me about 30 minutes. Which, but anyway, where I was leading to, little word of advice. If you are downsizing, and many people do as they retire and get older, et cetera, maybe move to another city in a smaller home. You've accumulated all of this stuff.
Right.
Which at the time seemed like a good idea, but you look at it and think, well, why did I keep this? But there's lots of other stuff that you are not really sure about. I made the mistake of getting a storage unit and putting the stuff I really knew I was going to keep in the storage unit. The mistake I made, because there were several items that I wish I had not gotten rid of. So I think if you get two storage lockers, one for stuff you're not really sure about, and then stuff you're definitely sure about. And then as you move into the new place, you begin, I could have used, I need that, and bring it back. And so after about a year, 18 months, I was able to clear the whole thing out. But there's things now that I wish I had kept.
That's always hard.
Because they kind of had some memories for me, but they were big. And think, well, now I have the room. You find room.
Right.
Even in a little house, you find
that's
room.
So true. That's very true.
So anyway, we digress. But on page 30, there's pictures of and story of several
I love the layouts of these, and I think the trend these days is very clean lines, very kind of minimalist, even though you might, I mean, I'm looking at these pictures, and there's shelving, and there's lots of, as my New York friends call, tchotchkes, or whatever your family, yes. Your little family has, but they're sort of laid out in a very neat, concise way. So in an interesting way, what you're talking about with the downsizing is that you know, kind of that conciseness or condensing what you have.
Yes.
So then you really can enjoy what you have when you display it rather than it being cluttered. Because I used to just have clutter and now it's kind of different.
Yeah.
It's more specific, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, things like your china set.
Yes.
Try and give those to your kids.
Yeah, good luck.
Try and give them to anybody.
They don't want the silver either, by the way.
No, Dad, they don't want those.
Right. What am I going to do with that?
Yeah,
We're not having formal dinner parties.
Yeah. Most don't have a formal dining room anyway.
Not anymore.
No.
No.
And that's a great thing.
They might have it to play cards on, but no, not to have formal dinners. Maybe Thanksgiving, Christmas, once or twice a year.
But the one that's, I think is fascinating on page 36 is the tiny home that was built in a shipping container, a 20-foot by 8-foot shipping container.
Really? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it now. Wow. That's tiny.
Kind of hard to believe that that's a shipping container.
I think I prefer, that would make me feel a little claustrophobic because there's no windows. Although there are some windows.
They
put some windows in.
I see them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like the one that's on 34. So I'm hoping y'all are playing along with your magazine. That it's the tiny treehouse.
Oh, the treehouse. Yeah.
That's kind of cool because as a kid, I loved treehouses. So that's kind of neat to think of having a treehouse. It's really cute. And it's in the trees. But there's something, I mean, around here, it might as well be above the floodwater line, right?
Yeah.
So it's a great concept because really, how much do we really need? I mean, really, when you think about it.
Yes.
I mean, I have way more. I mean, very blessed. I have way more than I need.
The problem with holding on to stuff, when that day comes that you pass on to the tiny home in the sky, for want of a better expression.
Oh, my God.
The kids, they're just going to throw it all away. Stuff that meant a lot to you means nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't know the stories that go along with it.
Exactly. So what I've done is I've already given my kids the stuff that I think they would really want.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rest, they can come in and have a estate sale. And I'd like to think they keep my clocks, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, it's funny because I know it's unhealthy attachment to things, but I can pick up an object or an item or a picture and it brings back a memory.
Yes.
And that memory brings me a certain comfort, especially when those people are no longer around. And so I feel like if I throw that thing away, I'm throwing them away. I know a therapist right now is going, call me. Just call me, Meg. Because, I mean, I know that's not, but it's so true because that gives me a certain comfort to have those things that have those memories attached to certain people. And it only means something to me. It's not going to mean anything to anybody else. So I need to trust that even though I throw the object out, the memory's still going to stay there. That's not realistic. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world, yes.
He's looking at me blankly, so I wasn't sure if I lost him on this one or not.
Well, my mind wandered a little bit.
Yeah, well, as you
mentioned things that mean a lot to you, I kind of thought of a couple of things that mean a great deal to me. Remind me of people now gone.
I have a hippopotamus bank, if you can believe it. And its name is Gulp. And it was named by my father. Because he had a tremendous sense of humor, and he would say it was his, he had different banks. He collected all those really cool banks, as you can see, the ones that have like horses that when you put the penny in, it'll.
Oh, yeah.
He had a whole collection of those. Mm. But my favorite was Gulp, because he said Gulp, the only thing Gulp would accept were quarters.
Oh.
And I don't know what, so, but I look at, and I can't throw gulp away. I've had somebody when I moved in my new country, they go, what is this? I said, well, that's a gulp. I can't throw gulp away.
But that's a small thing, though.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's clutter, and it doesn't look, gulp doesn't look that great, right? It's not, probably doesn't fit into the new decor.
Make an ornament on top of the TV or whatever.
Right? Stuff like that. I mean, do you have anything like that that immediately brings someone to mind?
Yes, I do. Some that, yes, I have several things.
Uh-huh.
I have a phonograph.
That, wow.
Columbia Gran Finola that.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool,
that
though.
My son bought.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it brings memories.
Of course. Is that Andy?
Andy, yes.
Oh, I knew Andy. He was such a sweetheart. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk some more about this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. Got a question or comment for us? 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and Malcolm Ballinger is here talking about Pensacola Magazine and the tiny homes and decorating and all the kinds of things that go along with that. How you doing, Malcolm?
Good, good. I was just turning to the page. We talked about it last week, but the turtles... Just remember when you go to the beach, be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Do not disturb the turtles. Do not.
Please don't. And don't dig big holes and not fill them in. That is just turtle care 101.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we got a text that came in and it says, hey, Malcolm, I think this is from Todd St. Ors. I think you know Todd.
Yes.
With Gulf Coast Air Care. He says, hey, Malcolm, be sure to keep your Denver Bronco memorabilia because we are going to win again.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Now, I did have...
I got lots of Georgia Bulldog stuff, I'll tell you that.
I had a Denver Broncos helmet.
Uh-huh.
A real one.
Oh, cool.
But I already gave that to my son.
Ah, okay.
Because he has a room in his home, which is... he's a Bronco nut.
Right.
And he's dedicated to the Broncos.
So you gave it to somebody that you know would appreciate it.
Well, I just, when the time comes, I didn't want it to get lost in the shuffle.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, see, that's a good one. Someone else texted in old coins.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
I have a bunch in a tin in the drawer.
Do you?
And some of them, I think, are fairly, in fact, there was some silver Krugerrands.
Ooh. Well, you need to talk to Stephanie over at Emerald Coast Coins, because she's on the show every month and talks all about that. And they'll look at everything and tell you what the value is.
And I have things like a silver Jubilee Queen Elizabeth.
Ooh.
That would be in 75, it was 76, was it?
Wow.
The coins and things, which aren't really all that valuable, but they mean the world to me.
Of course.
My son, he'll probably, I don't know what he'll do with them, but.
Yeah, those are the little things, yeah, those are special.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem with a tiny home, you got to do some downsizing.
Yes.
So check out Pensacola Magazine.
At BallingerPublishing.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Malcolm. It's always a pleasure having you. The time flies by. Again, check it out. It's a great cover, great stories inside. Pensacola Magazine, and you can even get a digital copy at BallingerPublishing.com.